MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Nerina Fisser from ETFSA. Nerina, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. A huge deal last week, Sanlam Investment Holdings buying the Absa's investment businesses. Lots of talk around it. Perhaps buried a little bit deeper in the statement, which got less attention. This includes Satrix taking over a fair bunch of the Absa ETFs, not their ETNs, not their commodities. I suppose first question, as a holder of in fact, I hold the Momentum Absa ETF. I mean, this shouldn't be stressful. This should just be a fairly simple process, which we're expected to conclude sometime around second quarter of next year.
Correct. Good morning, Simon. Yes, it's certainly not stressful for the investor. I think quite a bit of work are required for Satrix in particular, as taking this over, lots of regulatory hurdles and hoops to jump through. So I think the team is going to be quite busy between now and the second quarter. But yes, for the investor, really, there should be nothing to be concerned about. You mentioned the Momentum ETF. Mm-hmm. It obviously depends which specific ETF you're in. Not what the investor is in, but the specific ETF will depend on what will Satrix do with it? How will they convert this? How will they, are they going to keep it? Are they going to close it down? Are they going to change it? So there's quite a mixed bag when you look at the 15 ETFs that we are, that's part of this transaction. And yes, I think we're going to see some different strategies around different of these ETFs.
There's some overlap. I mean, the Momentum, they both have a Momentum. I'm the nerd here, and I preferred the Absa methodology, but that's a duplication. Mm. And in that case, the Absa one is way bigger. There's also local government bonds. There's inflation bonds.
Yes.
Could we see some merging?
So Simon, let's just think about the regulatory aspect of this. If you make any change to a unit trust, a collective investment scheme, and these ETFs are all CISs, that there's very few changes that can be made without approval by the investors. So balloting process. Just about the only thing you can change without approval would be a name change. So if it is just a straight conversion or a renaming of an existing one that Absa has, that Satrix then rebrands, no problem with that. But the minute you want to merge, the minute you want to change the underlying index, the minute you want to change anything in terms of the methodology around those indices, that all requires balloting. And that's why I'm saying that certainly the Satrix team is going to be very busy. You mentioned the Momentum one, but the Govy one, the government bond one, is I think a really interesting one, because that's by far the biggest of the Absa ETFs being taken over at just under 3 billion assets under management. That's more than half of this transaction, because this transaction is less than 5 billion rand that we're talking about. But that government bond one is a big one, and one which is being used a lot. So in the case of the Absa one and the Satrix one, yes, those two offer you exactly the same at the moment. So it would make sense to merge them. But it's not just a case of let's merge and let's get on with it. It is going to require a balloting process.
Okay, so there will be some process and some voting, and that can get, it's not a difficult process, but in the past sometimes it's a bit slow because of regulation. From an investor perspective, as you mentioned, not a problem. But from an industry perspective, sad to see a player exit. Absa's keeping New Gold, they're keeping their commodities, their ETNs, they've got those currency ones as well, the New Wave. But sad to see an issuer, in a sense, exiting.
Yes, certainly sad, but I think, this sort of consolidation, I think, often is good, although one doesn't normally expect to see this type of consolidation amongst the two largest players. Absa, for a very long time, because of those commodity ETFs, were the largest ETF issuer. Satrix, of course, being sort of the most prolific and the longest standing one. Signia also right up there in the mix. But we did see earlier this year that Satrix overtook both Signia and Absa to now be solidly the largest one. And this deal, this transaction, clearly will put them very, very much in the lead as far as that is concerned. But, at the end of the day, the Absa ETFs have always been dominated by those commodity ones. Almost 25 billion rand, and that's quite a bit less at the moment than it used to be, but for those commodity ETFs. So the $5 billion for these 15 equity and bond-based ETFs, a lot smaller. And actually, very little overlap between Satrix and APSA.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, I don't think we're going to be losing all that much. And I do think that because this transaction for APSA has been a long time coming, you just haven't really seen much activity from the APSA ETF team around marketing these, promoting these, you know, maybe looking at some of the methodology and so on. And so from that perspective, I think it's a great development. I mean, if one of the ones that I think is going to be really interesting to see what they do with it are those two MAPS ETFs, only multi-asset balanced fund ETFs that we've got. Satrix is a huge player in the multi-asset index tracking space in South Africa. Great vehicles for them to actually translate some of that balanced fund assets that they manage into an ETF form, and something which I think is really missing within the ETF space. So just that alone, I think, is going to be very interesting and provide great, a positive contribution to the ETF industry in South Africa.
Now, you make a great point. And those MAPS, the MAPS Protect, the MAPS Growth are great. They've got equity and they've got some cash and some bonds in there in the same time. And I take your point. I mean, in essence, we left with ABSA. They kind of become the commodity specialist house. We'll leave it there. Narina Fiss, ETFSA, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.